You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is indeed a pleasure for me to welcome a newcomer to our studios here in beautiful downtown Exeter, although not a newcomer to Rhode Island. A lot of you will know this man by reputation, if not by seeing him walk the streets of Hopkinton, Rhode Island, where he makes his home. Please welcome to the show with a big round of applause. I've never done that before, but I feel, Richard, for you, you need it. Richard Erickson is here, and Richard is the new consulting artistic producer of Courthouse Center for the Arts, just around the corner from us. Welcome, Richard.
Hey.
It's great to have you here in the studio. Richard and I have off-air been going over old times. We've known each other for about 20 years ago, and we met almost that time when you were involved with a place down south of here that a lot of people are familiar with, Theater by the Sea, but actually...
I've heard of that.
Yes, yeah. You have heard of that.
Yeah, right.
And Richard was involved with... producing a tour, a national tour, 35th anniversary tour of Music Man, I think. Yeah,
wow.
I think that's what
yep,
it was.
Yep.
And
I forgot about the 35th anniversary part.
There you go. See, time flies.
Time, boy, does it ever.
Now let's catch up the audience and to exactly what have you been doing since?
I've been producing. I've been directing shows. I've been living in New York. I've been going back and forth between New York and here, although this is my home. And I've produced 3 or 4 shows. I've been consulting. I've been basically staying in the theater business and then taking a little time off every now and then, too.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yes, indeedy, it is.
Well, Music Man was certainly a great kick. And for those of you that are longtime listeners to Conducting Conversations, you'll remember that a few weeks ago we had Lenny Watts on the show, and Lenny was also on that tour and a good friend of Richard's. And we'll probably be seeing Lenny at Courthouse Center of the Arts pretty soon, right?
Yeah, imagine. Like right around October 29th.
Wow. Like next week?
Like next week.
All right. Yes. Well, that's going to bring what show to Courthouse?
We're opening our season with the benefit performance of, as I call it, Pippin, the legendary Broadway musical in concert. And Lenny is playing both Pippin's father, Charlemagne, and his grandmother, Bertha.
Well,
as
only Lenny could do.
Exactly. Yeah.
For those of you that are trying to place the name of Lenny or what he did, if you saw the Theater by the Sea production of The Drowsy Chaperone, he was man in the chair, as they say, and did a sensational job at that. And for many, many years, Lenny was the host of the cabaret at Theater by the Sea, and a lot of people know him from that. So Lenny will be involved. Another longtime famous Rhode Islander will also be involved in Pippin, right?
Yep, Dante Sciarra, Johnston, Rhode Island, born and bred here. I remember we auditioned him 25 years ago.
Wow.
25 years ago at the, what's the name of the big hotel in downtown Providence?
Biltmore?
The Biltmore Hotel. Mm-hmm. He came in to dance for us, and I remember all of us sort of looking at each other going, wow. So he's been on Broadway.
Yeah.
He's been touring around. He's done just about everything, and he moved home to Rhode Island 2 years ago, so we've got him. He's co-directing Pippin with me.
Excellent.
And he is also playing the leading player, which is the Ben Vereen role.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about Pippin, but let's get to a piece of music, and we'll talk more with Richard after this. We're going to listen to Magic to Do, which you say is probably the best note.
It is.
Of the show. We'll listen to that and be back with more.
Mm-hmm. leave your peel to flower. Join us, leave your cheese to sour. Join us, come and waste an hour or two. Do-de-do, journey, journey to a spotting sight, mystic and exotic.
Okay, we're dancing away now. We're in the mood for Pippin and Ben Vereen. You off-air told me a great Ben Vereen story.
Yeah, I don't know him. I went to see a performance of Follies 2 weeks ago in New York, the Stephen Sondheim musical, and I sat down, and we had pretty much just planned to do Pippin, you know, a week or two before, and I sat down in the seat at the Broadway show, and in comes Ben Vereen and sits right down next to me. And I asked him if he'd like to come recreate his role in a little 200-seat theater in Rhode Island. He declined, but he was really nice about it. I just thought, what are the chances of this, that I'm sitting here, you know, and Ben Vereen?
Right. Sounded like fate.
It was fun.
He might show up after all. You never know.
We could
always put that in the teaser there.
Ben Vereen might show up.
Show up, right.
Yeah.
A great artist and great talent.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think he won 3 Academy Awards, 4 Grammys, and never won a Tony.
He didn't win a Tony?
Six nominations and never won a Tony. So there you go.
Yeah, the thing that amazed me the most about him is he looked like he was about, seriously, 40.
Yeah.
You know, and I tell a story about the lady in the lobby.
Right.
This is lady in the lobby who looked at him and said, "Are you Ben Vereen?" And he said, "Yes, I am."
And proud of it.
You had to be there, but it was really fun.
And proud of it. Well, Pippin's a great show. Stephen Schwartz, musical, wrote Godspell and
Wicked.
Wicked is the biggie, of course, that everybody knows. And so we want to encourage you to get out to the Courthouse Center for the Arts. And this is going to be on October 29th, is that correct?
October 29th, there's a benefit, and we have also just announced a performance for the following afternoon, Sunday afternoon, October 30th.
Oh, great. So
that's
two
opportunities.
Yeah. Okay, right. Two opportunities. We'll give you more details about that, but let's get to the next piece of music from the show called Corner of the Sky. Tell us, is that...
It's the ballad. It's the young man yearning for a life beyond what he has.
All right, here we go.
Everything has its season, everything has its time. Show me a reason and I'll soon show you a rhyme. Cats fit on the windowsill, children fit in the snow. Why do I feel I don't fit in anywhere I go? Rivers belong where they can ramble. They can fly. I've got to be where my spirit can run free. Gotta find my corner of the sky. Every man has his daydreams. Every man has his goal. People like the way dreams have of sticking to soul. Thunderclouds have their lightning, nightingales have their song. And don't you see, I want my life to be something more than long. Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly. I've got to be where my spirit can run. Seem destined to settle for something small, but I won't rest until I know I'll have it all. So don't ask where I'm going, just listen when I've gone. And far away you'll hear me singing softly to the dawn. Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly. I've got to be where my spirit can run free. Gotta find my corner of the sky.
So Pippin coming to Courthouse Center for the Arts. Now, Courthouse Center for the Arts, for those of you that don't know, is not far from our studios here in Exeter, right around the corner, right near URI on Route 138.
Yep.
And it's an old courthouse, just like the name says,
it's
right?
It's the old county courthouse, yep.
Old county courthouse, and there's a theater inside.
There's a 200-seat theater, actually a 200-seat courtroom, which we have turned into a 200-seat theater. It used to be 100 seats. We've increased the seating to 200.
I didn't realize that it was the actual courtroom. Well, that makes sense.
It's cool. I want to tell you something about it. That next October, we want to turn it into the haunted courthouse. And believe me, if you've sat there by yourself in that building at 9 o'clock at night, Mm-hmm. Doesn't need much help.
Doesn't need a whole lot of help to make it haunted. All right. Well, not so much for this year, though. Right. On October 29th and 30th, it will be the Pippin Place, not the haunted place.
That's correct.
All right. And when casting Pippin, we've already mentioned that Lenny Watts is going to be in it and Dante is going to be in it. Are the local talent, or are you bringing people in from outside? How does that work?
Well, we're not bringing anybody in from outside of Rhode Island. That's not true. Lenny's coming from New York, but he's an honorary Rhode Islander because he performed at Theater by the Sea forever.
We deem him.
But he's the only person outside of Rhode Island who's in the show. We look far and wide, and we found some really terrific people. There's Jen Barrett Maiello, who is one of the most stunning, funny, charming showgirls you've ever seen in your life. She now teaches high school in Woonsocket.
They never had high school teachers like that.
No, they did not. Not for me either. So she's going to play Fastrada, Pippin's mother, and she's fantastic.
Great. Yeah. All right. So we're going to call it a Rhode Island cast.
And, the best of Rhode Island musical talent is what we're calling it.
Yeah. And Courthouse has been not dark, but going under some changes in the last few months. And for those of you that might remember, we had Russell Maitland here from several shows on Conducting Conversation. And Richard is taking over those reins, and Russell has gone on to other things. But a whole new crew in there and trying to get things back started again, right?
From the ground up, hiring a completely new staff. Not totally because I chose to hire a new staff, but because just about everybody left. No. Everybody left.
Well, there you go. And so the new Courthouse Center for the Arts, you want to take the opportunity to support that and come down and check out Pippin. We have time for one more piece before we take our break, and it's going to be No Time at All.
Yes.
And what is that about?
That is Pippin's grandmother singing about you gotta grab the day. You gotta live while you can.
So this is where we get to see Lenny.
That's where you get to see Lenny.
All right. We'll listen to this and then take a short break and be back with more of Richard Erickson and Courthouse Center for the Arts.
When you are as old as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are, you will woefully wonder why, my dear, through your cataracts and catarrh, you could squander away or sequester a drop of a precious year. For when your best days are yester, the rest are twice as dear. Field on a fine summer night, if you sit all alone with the weeds, or a succulent pear, if with each juicy bite you spit out your teeth with the seeds. Before it's too late, stop trying to wait for fortune and fate, you're secure of. For there's one thing to be sure of, mate, there's nothing to be sure of. Was a challenge to take. I never thought about how much I weighed when there was still one piece of cake. Maybe it's meant the hours I've spent feeling broken and bent and unwell, but there's still no cure so heaven sent as the chance to raise some hell. Everybody, stalwart and steady. Give me a night that's romantic and long, and give me a month to get ready. Now I could waylay some aging roué and persuade him to play in some cranny, but it's hard to believe set straight by a man who calls me granny.
Oh, it's time to start living. Time to take a little from the world we're in.
Time
oh,
to die, for spring will turn to fall.
In just no time at all.
Now say just sweet, the day just sweet. Good deeds and good work earn you laurel. Maybe you'll understand why. I believe if I refuse to grow old, I can stay young till I die. Now I've known the fears of 66 years. I've had troubles and tears by the score. But the only thing I prayed them for is 67.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Suo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Suo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Suo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuoart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Richard Erickson, who is the consulting artistic producer of Courthouse Center for the Arts, and they're right down the road from us. And, Richard, we've talked a lot about Pippin and the show that's going to open up your season. If people are interested in Pippin, how can they get tickets?
You can call 782-1018 or go to our website, www.courthousearts.org.
Courthousearts.org.
Right.
Sounds pretty simple.
Yep.
And you can call for tickets or go online, I guess, and,
yep.
and get tickets that way.
Yep.
And you definitely want to support this wonderful facility right down the road, who's just starting again, starting anew, as we say. And a lot of things go on in that building. It's an interesting building, if you haven't been there. Opportunity for oil paintings being displayed and all kinds of things that can go on besides just the theater itself.
Yep. And we do all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of things. So we'll get
Here's what I say. It's an art center with a capital S.
With a capital S.
Yes, that's been attributed to me. I don't know when I said it, but I love it, so I'm going to keep saying it.
So now it's a quote by Richard Erickson. Okay, there you go. All right, back to Pippin, and tell us, we already talked about the fact that you're going to have basically a Rhode Island cast, and starring Dante and Lenny and others. The songs themselves, the show itself, what was that? That was in the mid-70s, Pippin, I think?
Mid-70s, and it was a huge hit. And honestly, many people have forgotten about it, but it was a massive hit at the time, mostly because Bob Fosse conceived the whole thing.
Now, it's undergone some changes over the years, I think. Pippin was originally kind of like the original Pippin. Is that what's touring? Is that what you're doing is like the original cast? Is that?
We're doing the original production of Pippin.
Okay.
But we're doing it in concert, so it's, you know, it doesn't have a lot of sets and costumes. It's
okay.
The music and the dialogue and some surprises.
Okay, music and surprises.
Magic like to do, you know.
Magic to do. That's the opening song that we did, and it sounds like there'll be some surprises there. That's great. And Courthouse Center for the Arts, as far as the creature comforts are concerned, easy to get to, right on Route 138.
Right across from the post office is the way I tell people.
Right, so you can bring your mail.
You can bring your mail.
And get things done.
Get things done and then see the show.
Then see the show. Okay, right. There you go.
You can even take a train right down the street.
That's right. The Amtrak station and is right down just a few blocks away. So there you go. All right, we're getting to a song now that is called Extraordinary. And any clue about what this is going to be?
It's sung by Pippin much later in the show, and he's sort of saying, you know, I'm this cool guy. Why do I have to deal with the basics of life?
All right.
Patching the roof and pitching the hay is not my idea of a perfect day. When you're extraordinary, you gotta do extraordinary things. I'm not the type who loses sleep over the size of the compost heap. When you're extraordinary, you think about extraordinary things. That's the reason I'll never be the kind of man who dwells on how moths got into the tapestry. Why the dungeon smells. Oh, it's hard to feel special. It's hard to feel big. Feeding the turtle and walking the pig. It's so secondary to someone who is very extraordinary like me. If the moat won't stop leaking and the goat won't stop shrieking and the griffin keeps losing his hair, if the west wing is rotting and our best wine is clotting, well, I'm terribly sorry, but I don't care. I gotta be someone who lives all of his life in superlative. When you're extraordinary, you got to do extraordinary things. The fact that I'm different is easy to see. So why doesn't anybody know it but me? I'm extraordinary. I need to do extraordinary things. Every so often a man has a day he truly can call his. Well, here I am to seize my day. If someone would just tell me when the hell it is. Oh, give me my chance and give me my wings. And don't make me think about everyday things. They're unnecessary to someone who is very extraordinary.
One of the great things about Broadway shows is the accompaniment and the music lots of times. And sometimes in some atmospheres or some venues, we don't get to see or hear the band. But that's going to be different in this case, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a concert version of Pippin. And, you know, the music is the most important thing. So we have a live band.
A live band.
Led by Lila Kane, who is a Rhode Island musical director. Everyone in this production is Rhode Island.
There you go.
That was the idea of it.
Now, that doesn't mean if you're listening in Connecticut or Massachusetts or anywhere else where we service in the World Wide Web that you can't come to this.
You can. Audiences can come from outside of Rhode Island.
Right. We just want you to know that we're a little fond of Rhode Islanders. That's all. But and so come down, support Courthouse Center for the Arts, see this musical, and if you can go online and get tickets or however you want to go about that. And then when we come back from the break after this next song, we're going to talk about another exciting thing coming to Courthouse, but we'll leave you with that little teaser. Right now, let's just talk about this song that we're playing called Morning Glow. We're just going to play a portion of this, but tell us about that one.
This comes after Pippin murders his father, King Charlemagne, and he becomes king of Charlemagne. And this is it's a new beginning. It's a song about a new beginning.
All right, so this is where Dante murders Lenny? Is that
No, that will happen backstage.
Okay.
No, no, this is where Pippin, the son of Charlemagne, who is there the lead, the young man,
right.
is crowned king.
Okay. We'll get to the Lenny and Dante
thing later.
Okay. All right, we'll listen to the Morning Glow portion of it, and we'll be back after these messages.
Morning glow, morning glow, starts to glimmer when you know winds of change are set to blow and sweep this homeland through. Morning glow is long past due. Shine for all your worth. We'll be present at the birth of old faith looking new. Morning glow is long past due.
People at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Suo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Suo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Suo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuoart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Richard Erickson from Courthouse Center for the Arts, and Richard is the new consulting artistic producer of the Courthouse Arts Program. And if you'd like information about that, you can go to their website. Pretty simple, courthousearts.org.
And Courthouse Arts is one word.
Courthouse Arts. There you go. And Richard has a long experience of dealing with Broadway and theater and has toured around the world on occasions. And we were just off air talking about going to Korea and bringing a show there. What show was that?
Yeah, my partners and I at Theater by the Sea produced The Wizard of Oz, which I directed. And we took it all over the country. We took it to Mexico. We took it all over Canada, the United States. And then we went to Korea and toured all over. And I mean all over Korea.
So. Now, what's that experience like? Obviously, someone like me is thinking, well, do they understand what you're talking about? Obviously, they do.
Oh, you're leading me somewhere. We can't go today, but they wanted a narrator, okay, to translate. And they hired this big, big sumo wrestler size children's star who decided to improvise whenever he wanted to. So it became a little bit of a free-for-all. Ask Lenny Watts about that. He was in it.
All right. Well, that's not unlike some experiences I've had singing on shows and finding myself. I remember in Washington, D.C. one time doing a show, and just as I was about to go out and MC, this woman comes up and introduces herself and stands beside me and said, I'm the signer for this concert. Because it's a government building, and she has to have the signer. And I said, well, that's great. And I said, but this is a concert. And, you know, it's just music. And I said, why would there be someone, you know, that... But she did. So, of course, she stood right beside me, which led me to all kinds of opportunities to talk like...
That.
This. Or talk real fast. Or anyway. And I had a great time with her. So I can imagine the sumo wrestler guy. It was pretty
interesting. Alma says, ask Lenny.
All right. Well, the Courthouse Center for the Arts is doing Pippin. We've talked about that in the first two segments. But right now we have a unique performance, I think, a group I've never heard of. But you're going to tell us all about Squeaky Clean.
Squeaky Clean is this awesome band that we had at Theater by the Sea and that played there all together for about 20 years. They're called Squeaky Clean, The History of Rock and Roll for Kids, Their Parents, and Their Teachers. Hmm. And what they do is they do a 45-minute retro of all the great rock and roll classics with a multimedia show behind them. And this year their 17-year-old daughter, forgot to tell you this, is playing alto sax with them. So there's a youngster in it too. So it's just the coolest thing I've ever seen for kids.
So certainly by the name, this is something that you want to bring your children to, your grandchildren or neighbors or whatever, and all come out. And this is going to take place on November 5th.
Saturday, November 5th.
One day only.
Two performances, 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock p.m.
All right. 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock?
Yep.
And Saturday afternoon, November 5th. And tickets, $100 a piece?
$150 a piece. No, $12.50 all tickets.
$12.50. What a deal.
You could see a movie for $12.50, or you could come rock out to Squeaky Clean. I'm like, come on.
There you go. I mean, see the live production and support the theater. Okay, let's listen to a piece of music from Squeaky Clean. This first cut on their CD you brought is called Rock Around, right?
Rock Around the Clock.
Here we go. Get rocking, everybody.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on and join me home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes four. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till we're broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes two, three and four, if the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till the broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Let's go. Chimes in 5, 6, and 7. Oh, we'll be right in 7. And we're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till the broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Wait, say 9, 10, living too. I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 12, we'll cool off and start rocking around the clock again. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Well, there you have Squeaky Clean. And Richard, it's great to see you back active again in the Rhode Island market, and having you at Theater by Theater. Theater by the Courthouse.
Theater by the Courthouse, right. Courthouse, but not by the sea.
Right. Courthouse Center for the Arts. And it's a great facility, and I hope that everyone turns out on October 29th and 30th to see Pippin, and then get the kids out on November 5th to see Squeaky Clean. And there are obviously, in order to get this off the ground in this last few months, trying to get things restarted, you've had some help, right?
Oh, yeah, you might say that. Yeah, I think the thing that everyone needs to know is that there is a board of directors behind this, and they are wonderful to work with, and they have helped so much with this transition. And we're reopening. And also all the volunteers and the supporters who write checks, frankly, and who give us their goodwill and their time. This place wouldn't exist without that.
Right. It takes a community.
It takes a community.
It takes a community.
Thank you, Hillary.
All right. There you go. And we are proud to say it's a great resource in our area, and we want to do all we can support it here at WCRI, and we do that by having this show and your support for the station, so we appreciate that, too. We're going to say goodbye to Richard, but not for long, because I hope to have you back very soon.
Indeed, me too. Thank you.
It'll be great to have you back, and give us updates and tell us about the new shows coming in. In the meantime, we'll go out with Squeaky Clean, and we'll listen to some more music, maybe She Loves You and Shout, and who knows what else we'll listen to on this CD. But remember the dates and remember the website. The dates to consider are October 29th for Pippin, a Saturday night, and tickets available online at courthousearts.org, or you can call the phone number, which is 782-1018. That's 401 area code, 782-1018. And for those of you that want to send a birthday card, 1018 happens to be my birthday, so see how that works out, 1018
awesome.
The phone number. And if you want to send Richard a birthday card, his is last week. Both
just
of ours were last week.
I am now older.
Right. That's right. We just both had our birthdays, but you can still send us cards. Anyway, thank you for listening, everyone. We'll go out with Squeaky Clean. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
She's up to to
should be glad. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, you know you make me wanna shout. Yeah.
Won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman. And you look lovely as can be. Oh, you're lonely just like me.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.